It's dawn in Umm Al Hayr, a small Bedouin village in the occupied Palestinian territories. The sun is slowly rising over the rocky desert hills, and the air smells of bread oven smoke and animal dung. 26-year-old Eid Suleiman Hatalin sits on his front step playing with his daughter, Sadine. Don't be fooled by the beauty of this scene. This sprawling cluster of rickety dwellings and animal pens is one of the poorest places in the West Bank. This is a world of borders and boundaries, checkpoints and military controls. Almost all the dwellings in Eid's part of the village have demolition orders on them, right down to the toilets. Eid's response to all this? Simple. He's decided to create where others destroy.
If you built, it takes from you a lot of years, maybe. If you demolish, maybe it took 2 minutes, maybe 1 minute.
Ever since he can remember, Eid has collected pieces of scrap metal and plastic and turned them into art. His particular passion is for making intricate scale models of the machines he sees around him. Caterpillar trucks, bulldozers, and Black Hawk helicopters. In short, the machinery of occupation. To Eid's community, these machines are synonymous with oppression and violence. Eid, however, doesn't see it like that. But then, Eid rarely sees things like other people.
In 2008, there's a Palestinian guy who ride on a caterpillar like this, and he killed, I think, 10 Jewish people, Israelis, in the street. And from another side, there is Israeli military who's demolishing houses by the caterpillar. See how this example is very sad, two sides. And because of that, I start to think how to change this. And tell the people, this man who's riding a caterpillar in the middle of Jerusalem and killed people in the street, not the machine who done that, but this man.
Eid's ability to see things from two sides becomes all the more extraordinary when you learn that his own house was destroyed by a caterpillar truck in 2007 and that his mother was badly injured when she tried to save her home from demolition. Eid's friend Afia Muntsmana has this theory about Eid's optimism and resilience.
When people ask me about Eid, I said he's a philosopher, he's a stoic. And is very unique, and in general, as a human being, there's something enchanted about him, that's what I feel.
Afia is an Israeli academic who works with the Villagers Group, a humanitarian organization active in Eid's local area. Eid's seemingly boundless capacity for friendship wins him respect across cultural barriers. But in his own community, things are tough. For a long time, Eid was regarded with suspicion and contempt for his connections to Israelis like Afia, and his models were dismissed as kids' stuff, an embarrassing hobby unfit for a man. At one point, things got so bad that Eid burned all of his models in a fit of despair.
I lost something from mine when I burned these things, because I waste a lot of days and time.
Eid might never have regained his confidence had it not been for Nama. Bright-eyed and smiling, Eid's 20-year-old wife jokes about her idiosyncratic husband and his obsession with his models.
This is the first time I see such things in our community. He can spend all his time working on one thing. Sometimes this drives me crazy and I can't stand it. I just don't understand how much patience he has for it. He never gets bored.
Nama is a teacher in a school some miles away. She's also a vocal and determined voice for change in her community. And, like Eid, she speaks out about the injustices of occupation. She's also acted as a consultant on Eid's latest project. After all, this one concerns her more than anybody.
This is inside, but it's very simple design.
Eid is designing a dream home for his family, for Nama, for little Sadine, and for their newborn baby. Eid's own house may be facing imminent demolition, but he is determined that his children will inherit his capacity to dream. Kate Laycock, Deutsche Welle Radio.